AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Cosell. Flooding has caused massive damage to two small Central Texas towns. The AP's Tim McGuire reports.
Hundreds of homes have been heavily damaged or destroyed by record flooding in San Marcos and Wimberley, Texas. Hays County Judge Bert Cobb.
It's still raining. This event is not over.
Wimberley Mayor Steve Thurber says he was shocked by how fast the Blanco River rose, 26 feet in about an hour. Even so, his town will rebuild.
We've been through bad things before. We've been through floods before. Never been through one like this. But we've always made it through by helping each other.
A number of people had to be rescued from flooded homes and cabins by helicopter in Oklahoma. I'm Tim McGuire.
In Texas, 12 people reported missing after the vacation home they were staying in was swept away by rushing floodwaters. The storms are blamed for at least 6 deaths Saturday and Sunday in the U.S., 3 in Oklahoma and 3 in Texas. A Mexican city across the border from Del Rio, Texas, is still searching for victims after a tornado devastated a 7-block area. Vice President Biden is reassuring Iraq's government of U.S. support in the fight against the Islamic State group.
The vice president telephoned Iraq's prime minister, thanking him for the enormous sacrifice and bravery of Iraqi forces. Biden's words come a day after Defense Secretary Ash Carter questioned the Iraqi will to fight. A White House statement says Biden welcomed an Iraqi decision to mobilize additional troops. Carter's comments provoked criticism from Iraqi and Iranian government officials. He said Iraqi forces outnumbered the Islamic State group, but still showed no will to fight and fled the advance on the capital of Anbar province, Ramadi. Martin DeCaro, Washington.
Houston stays alive in the NBA playoffs, beating Golden State 128-115. Fans are being told to stay in the arena because of bad weather outside in Houston. This is AP Radio News. A twist to the death of blues legend B.B. King, and it's turned into a possible criminal complaint. Some relatives think King was poisoned.
The claim is being made by two of B.B. King's daughters, Karen Williams and Patty King, and in documents provided by their lawyer to the Associated Press, they claim that King's business manager, Laverne Tony, and his personal assistant, Myron Johnson, killed their dad by poisoning him. Las Vegas police say that homicide detectives are looking into the claims. An autopsy was done on King's embalmed body, and test results will take up to 8 weeks to complete. King's funeral is set for Saturday. I'm Oscar Wells Gabriel.
An 82-year-old fan of a historic Pennsylvania roller coaster celebrated his 5,000th ride on it over the holiday weekend. Vic Kleeman sat for more than 8 hours straight on the Jackrabbit at Kennywood, logging 95 spins around the wooden ride in a single day. He's been riding the world's fifth oldest coaster since 1959. Sandy Cosell, AP Radio News.